Welcome to Radio Today Broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio, channel 869.
You're listening to Alistair Graham and Murray Learmonth on our programme A Place Called Norval.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A Place Called Melville. In the studio, as you heard already, is Marilee and Alistair.
I've got my hand up.
You got your hand up. Right. Well, is that to tell us what's on this week?
No, just say, here I am now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's on this week?
We've got two very, very different people. We've got both from Melville, obviously, but the one is a well-published poet, Alan Finley, and the other one is... is a guy that we like to call the gay pastor with the beautiful blue eyes. Philip Liebenberg, who's quite a colourful character and very interesting.
Yes, he was. I remember that. Very interesting. And Alan, it sounds like he's back from the bit of a wilderness in terms of writing.
Yeah, Alan always looks as though he's busy, but who knows if he's publishing or not. He says he hasn't published for a while.
But now he's back in. Let's find out what he's been up to. Both beforehand and now. So we're going to join Alan now.
We have to work hard to get Alan Finley onto A Place Called Norval, but he's here now. So welcome on to A Place Called Norval, Alan.
Thank you, Marilee.
Into our funny little place at the back of Piccolo, amongst the moss.
Yes, well, I feel at home, yeah.
Now, I suppose you're essentially here as an artist, as a poet. And probably next as a Melville place, as a Melville person. But let's chat about the poetry, because I always like chatting about people's publications first.
Okay.
And Pushing Off from the Riverside is the last one.
Pushing from the Riverbank.
From the Riverbank. Yeah, yes, yeah. I knew I'd get that wrong. Yeah, I can see that. I can see the cover in my head. And that was published by Die Hard.
That's right. Yeah, in 2010. Yeah. So it was 4 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, and that's pretty nice. 4 years ago, and yeah. are you think you're publishing anything now? Always, I suppose.
Yeah, I started to. I mean, I stopped writing for 2 years for whatever reason, and then recently I started writing again.
But I always see you writing here. At Picobello.
I'm just Skyping.
Skyping correspondence.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I always see you smiling and looking at what you do. So I would think, that's poetry.
I'm probably
for you.
Skyping someone very nice.
Yeah, so you've given it a break for 2 years and now you're back.
It wasn't so much a break, it was.
Blank page.
A
long blank ream.
It was a long blank period that I didn't know how to write anymore. And then it started again. So
good heavens. Yeah, you've been so prolific before that, so I'm amazed. Yeah.
No, it was fine. It was good.
Oh, okay.
So I've started writing again, and there's I do have a couple of books that I can put together. So I need to start arranging.
And are
them.
Those books of your poetry?
Yes.
Okay, because I know you quite often do books of other people's poetry.
Yeah. I started a couple of journals. You mentioned Blexham earlier.
Yes. Then I know. I love Blexham.
And that was nice. It was a photo. That was early 90s.
Yes. And we were just saying how nice that whole thing was, where all those photocopied kind of funny. Well, they weren't funny. They're actually very thoughtful, thought-provoking kinds of things.
And they were obviously cheaply done, and they took the effort. A lot of them. I mean, a lot of people did go for the funding printed copies. But there were a couple of people like Gary, like myself. And some others who just did the photostatic copies, and the bookshops were very receptive at the time. They would stock them.
Well, you know, the funny thing, having said they were so accessible, actually they weren't that accessible, because you had to know your bookshop.
Because
they were pretty fussy about what they took.
Yeah, and there were, I mean, for exclusives, there used to be some great managers working, say, at Hyde Park. I don't know what they're like now, but certainly then. Yeah, and there were like young managers there, and they were quite into this new sort of vibe
that was
coming out.
It was very in.
I mean, they even bought some Blexhams at one point. And,
yeah, you know, that's,
I mean,
right.
It was kind of crazy. But,
gosh.
Yeah, so a lot of those publishers...
Like Panaman people.
And then so a lot of the small publishers are still publishing, like Dire Press, Orbit Sotso, for instance. So Black Sim started with the photo studying. It was actually my grandmother's photo. Cause it, my,
oh, really?
Yeah, they. That's another story. They used to run a very right-wing religious press. So I sort of grew up with these printers whirling.
And you converted it?
Yeah, I took some of this. Yeah, I know exactly.
No one looking.
So I felt I was sort of like, you know.
Irreligious.
Yeah, exactly. I turned over the tables. Kind of
And those weren't the only ones, because I remember you put a collection together for Jacano and
that's
Patrick
right, with Aria Salafranca.
That's right, yeah. Yes.
And that was nice. It was Jacano took it on, it was nicely published. The idea then
and
was
put glass amongst trees.
And after that started a website with Paul Vessels called Donga, which was online.
Yes, yeah.
And then that became a book recently that we published. Yeah. But the amazing thing about that, recently I went down to NELM, the archives in Grahamstown, right?
Yeah.
To do some research. I'm busy writing the New Coins is the poetry journal for Rhodes, right? Started by Guy Butler, having their 50-year anniversary.
Oh, did Guy Butler start?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
gosh,
yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, 50 years ago. So they... I edited at one point, so they've asked me to write its history. So I had to go to the archives in a sort of curated history.
Yes.
So interesting letters, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
So that's a nice project. But what I discovered down there is that NELM's a great institution. They printed out, Donga had about 10 issues online.
Yeah.
And they printed out every single page of that and bound it. So the whole website is printed out and bound in the NELM archives,
which is
quite dedicated.
That's very, very dedicated.
Yeah,
Now, who's in charge of that department now?
NELM, they've got a new manager whose name I don't remember.
Oh,
right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But as I said, that's another poet hangout. It's sort of Durban, Grahamstown, PE.
Yeah, no, there are lots of poets living in Grahamstown. I mean, there's Robert Beryl there.
That's right, I was thinking of Robert Beryl particularly.
Yeah. With Dan Wiley, there are a number of them. Yeah. Chris Mann's there, yeah.
So do you find yourself floating around in poet atmosphere?
Are we talking about in Melville, Picobello, or in Grahamstown?
Just generally, when poets get together, do they sort of talk poetry?
Depends which poets. You know, they talk poetry, they skinner about other poets. No, they
That's
don't.
Right.
They not. They don't.
Oh, you let the cat out the bag
there. No, they do. Some do, some don't. It all depends. Other ones talk about love and... No, it's quite funny. You can actually talk to poets about love in quite an interesting way.
Can you?
Yeah,
okay.
You can. Oh, they kind of accept things, you know. Yeah, you can't talk about cars. I've yet to meet a poet I can talk to about cars.
No, I haven't met any poets that drive cars they really want to talk about.
No, I think that's it, you know. I'm sure lots of poets can fix cars, I guess, but I haven't met any.
I don't think they can. I've got a feeling they can't. I'm just thinking of some poets that die hard that I can't imagine underneath the car.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk about what you do when you're not writing poetry. Excuse me, which is allied to it in a sense, I suppose, because you're actually working on research.
Okay, I run a course called Development Communications at WITS, mm-hmm. At the Journalism Department, and then I do work on internet rights. NGOs, which is a global kind of...
Oh, yes, that was what I was thinking.
It's a research, it's writing, it's looking at communication strategies. And I edit an annual report called Global Information Society Watch, which is a collection of country reports around the world. Yeah. And that's been very...
And is that all fun? I mean, just writing is very nice. And even that sort of writing.
Well, it's work, the field is incredibly interesting in the sense that you can really... get involved in any kind of aspect of it. I mean, internet rights is huge, you know. So you can look at privacy, you can look at the more technical sides, you can look. The surveillance thing issue, for instance, is huge at the moment with Snowden.
Oh my
really,
God,
you know,
it's got faces attached to the issue.
Yeah, and I mean, even they've just revealed, I think it was a British spy agency was taking snippets of private sexual intercourse on you, on using YouTube and just filing the stuff randomly. Of course, a major privacy invasion. So now, with now groups like Privacy International asking couples to come forward, and they'll represent them anonymously again in a legal suit against. Against us, yeah. I mean,
typical.
Yeah, no. It sounded like it was a huge thing. I mean, they're storing the stuff randomly, completely breaking any sort of privacy rules. And they had to have, apparently, they're having problems keeping the employees from looking at the stuff. So, I mean, so it was just like it's complete nonsense, you know. So you're not safe online.
No.
Just in case you're
something about British Parliament and sex, it always seems to go together.
No, absolutely. And British TV, judging from the latest revelations and court cases.
All right, and so that's the other side of you. That's the formal. Is that a formal side, I suppose? Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah.
When you being the poet, Alan, I mean, do you settle down and write two lines a day, or stanza or two, or
I don't write stanza. I'm joking.
No,
don't rhyme. No, I do.
What I really love about your stuff is the dialogue.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. No.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, thanks. Yeah. I mean, that's the nicer part. I'm more of like a sort of an energy poet, in a sense, if that makes sense.
Yes.
I will try write about 11 pages, 12 pages of poems, and of that there will be, 10 lines here or 11 lines here that I can use.
Okay.
But it's about stream of consciousness, not quite stream of consciousness, but trying to unlock the sort of emotional energy and
while you're smiling at your stuff, I bet you're revisiting some of those things.
No, I'm talking to a very lovely woman in Argentina.
Oh my gosh!
I just want to ask before we finish off. You mentioned two books. Of poetry that's ready to come out this year.
Well, they're ready to come out. They need to be put together. I mean, the thing about the poetry that I struggle with is that it does follow a very personal, emotional trajectory. So that takes a long time to figure out if you actually want to publish something, because there are people involved, and it's a delicate line. So if I wrote more sort of like objective stuff, I think it would come out quicker.
Going down to the other riverbank.
Precisely. Looking back from the riverbank. Looking back from across the river. Maybe that should be the next book.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much, Alan. We look forward to that particular book.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on to Place Called Melville.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to another Melville guy that we like to call Dax in the Hat. It's Dax Butler.
He was wearing a hat.
He was always wearing a cute little hat, yeah. From his album, Drink in Everything. And the track is called Global Warming.
Tannie Evita beside me. Oh, liewe aarde, I can't speak Afrikaans here, but I'm going to say it in English. Stay with radio today, skatties. It is radio that delivers.
And we're back in the studio after that break, listening to Dax's Global Warming. It's pretty weird to leave it there, but we've got a very full show.
And we've become so fond of him.
Yeah, really good. You're with Morale Imond and Alissa Graham on the show A Place Called Melville. Now, Morale mentioned earlier on we're going to go and join the gay pastor, Philip.
With the beautiful blue eyes.
That's right.
We're chatting to Philip Liebenberg. We are in Picobello, but that's not too far from where he hangs out at De Capelle. Welcome on to A Place Called Melville, Philip.
Thank you so much. It's a privilege.
And we're fascinated. I mean, the Du Kapel is an institution in Melville, and probably in Joburg, and maybe even in South Africa. I don't know.
It just grew to that place from something that was intended only to be for the arty farty and the Generation X people.
Well, there's so many here.
In Melville. My ex-wife and I founded this church 19 years ago in the mixer.
I was amazed actually how long ago it was.
Yes, it's long ago.
Yeah.
Almost forget what it was like that time. And then it grew into what it is today.
So you said the mixer?
Yes, it was in the mixer and down in the theater. On a Sunday morning, the guys would have their breakfast and stuff, and then you would eat and listen to sermons and worship. It was a very different sort of style.
Good heavens, it just shows how long I've been here too. And then, what happened?
And then I got divorced, fell out of the closet, and lost... I didn't lose a lot of churchgoers as a result of that.
Okay,
actually, there was actually only one straight couple that left, and we were quite close. And they said it's not because of me being gay; it's because of me, the fact that I kept the secret was a problem for them within the friendship.
Interesting.
So, but I realized that they didn't really know how difficult it was for me to come clean about that.
Because I was just going to say, why did you? Was it a family thing?
I think it was a conviction thing. At the time when I started, when we pioneered and we pioneered this church, it was really not something that I okayed, being gay.
Oh, really?
No, not at all. I mean, I told my ex-wife 7 years into our marriage. And that was then 4 years before we moved to Melville. And at that time, I decided where I want to be is with my wife. This is really not something that God would want for my life. I was very conservative and very much in the box.
So now this is interesting because that must be pretty typical of lots of people.
Yes, it was. It is. And it causes a lot of secrecy and lying. Deceit.
Yes.
And then, you know, in the end, your nature overcomes you, and even your dogma
is
being overcome by your nature. So, and I'm not saying that we animals, but the way that you're inclined to love, we're not foul, right? But in the end, I couldn't hide it anymore because it is who I am. In the end, a lot changed for me and for the church as well. And we went into a phase where the church became a gay church. And we're growing out of that phase now. Because what I found is so many people want to go beyond the dogma of the church. Beyond a certain interpretation of the Bible. Because people think that you need to look at the Bible in a specific way. For you to appreciate it or get something from it.
That's that specific business that always worries me a bit, because people can make specifics out of so many parts of the Bible.
Yes, exactly. So then what I did is I grappled with a lot of things in the Bible, and it was a bit fragmented because I would sort out this issue and then didn't know how to do that one. And and then I started following a lot of mentors and professors, and even did on my own the Yale Open University's courses, theology and all of that, and I'm now presenting that to students, for students. Because I felt that I'm 52 now, you know, what in 15 years time? 15 years time when I leave, who will take the Kapel further? So, four students enrolled, three girls and one man. 3 years ago, they're finishing their course this year. And I've really tried to leave that mark and that legacy and that line of thinking. And what I came across, which is so simple, such a simple thing, became such a turning point for me. There was a young boy, he was 16 years old, and his parents are with Media 24, and they brought him to me after he jumped out of the closet with them. He jumped. Literally one evening he said, "Hack is gay and you need to cope with that." And they brought him to me, and he said, "But now, ek moet nou kat kasasi doen. You must, you know what the Afrikaans churches do." So I just thought, what do I do with this boy? And for 2 years we sat and we had discussions around a book that a guy called Keith Ward wrote. Yeah. It's Christianity for Beginners.
Oh.
And this book has got the 16 dogmatic themes within the Christian church. And he has three takes or stances on each. The most fundamentalist one, a medium one, and then a much more liberal take on it.
Interesting.
And that became our dogma course at the at the church. So, and then I found my feet in terms of what do I believe and where do I stand. And
there's the inevitable
aeroplane. Sorry. Always come.
Always have
fast.
One in the middle of an interesting chat.
Give it its chance to fly by. So then eventually. We developed our own stance on the dogmatic themes, which is a more open-ended one. Not, and I'll tell you why, and maybe it's not of interest to many people, but to people who are stuck in terms of dogma, it is important to know.
Yeah.
My take on the Bible has changed from where we've believed that it's the self-revelation of God. It's almost God in paper, in paper form, God in book form.
Yes.
To where I realized it's a nation.
What the Bible says, as though it's a person.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as though it's been a fax from heaven.
Mm, that's right.
and also people say it's God's self-revelation, and it's ended. Mm. The revelation ended. So God spoke to people last 2,000 years ago. Can't be.
Exactly.
And I realized, no, it's the revelation in that in that sense is more people connecting with the Spirit, with God, people walking with Jesus, listening to Him, and relating it to other people and making sense of it.
Yes.
And it's we project what we think we feel and sense and hear. And then we draw the picture of how God, what God looks like, and what He thinks. And so, I've changed from the place where the Bible to me is not the self-revelation of God; it's the walk of a nation. And also,
so it's not the instruction book; it's a
no,
guide.
No, it can't be because it's also there are a lot of opposing voices within the Bible.
Yes, indeed.
You know, if you look at things like Deuteronomy, that up until the prophets, you had a worldview that said, do this and you'll be blessed, do that and you'll be cursed. Then people in the Bible time, biblical times, started to grapple with this because I do everything right, but things go wrong.
Hmm.
And then they look for the wrong and the sins in their lives.
Oh,
and they realize
that.
And they feel God is not fair.
Yeah.
Then a voice like the writer, the author of the book Job comes, and he writes this little piece of satirical fiction about a character who does everything right. And this deuteronomistic worldview didn't work for him. God plays games with his life. And so in the end it says no. It won't always go well with people who follow the rules. And it won't always go bad
you
with people who...
You have to do a bit of thinking.
Yes, but you can do everything wrong and still be rich and famous and nothing will happen to you. That's bad.
Oh man, we've come to the end of our time and we haven't even spoken about your book, which is coming out in English now too. Apparently.
Well, I hope, yes.
Do say it for me in Afrikaans. My accent is horrible.
That's perfect. It's Daar's 'n Gay Pastoor in my kop.
I love the cover.
And let's go back and listen to another track by Dax Butler from his album Drink in Everything, and this one's titled Cellar Song.
Hey baby, don't you look so blue? Daddy coming home in a year or two. Off to Johnny Army, do his bed. Keep mama looking good in dresses that fit. And if you don't wanna go off to war, go down into the cellar down underneath the floor and let all go on with that. You all go on. I'll go on. All my money seems to fly away. Don't know just where I got bills to pay. Dream about the ocean.
Tell your friends about Radio Today, the station for great entertainment.
And on it is a place called Melville with Marie-Leah Mond and Alistair Graham. Alistair, you know what's coming up first because you've been in on what's been going on at the Melville Copies.
That's right. Everybody knows John Bunning and ever attended his ringing of birds on the Copies. We'll know that he passed away 22nd of January, and during his time, every weekend for 22 years, he rang birds from 1972 to 1994. And he expanded the first Melville Copies bird list drawn up by John Freer from 45 to 200 odd birds.
Oh, no, yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, he requests that his ashes be scattered at Melville Copies, and this is going to be done on the 12th of April to coincide with a regular bird ringing session. Now, if you want to join, you need to contact Murray at mweb.co.za.
And Murray is spelt a bit funnily.
M-U-R-R-I-E at mweb.co.za. And then, of course, on the Sunday, 8:30 a.m., Melville Copies Central 3-hour hike. That's the one you learn all about everything on the copies. Tours leave promptly at the scheduled time. Park opposite entrance at Marks Park Sports Club and Judith Road, Emerentia.
And the Bamboo Centre always features the Bamboo Farmers Market on Saturday mornings, which is great fun. It's also very useful. On Tuesday, let's see, yes. No, it's actually on Wednesday, Love Books has Estelle Jobson.
Now she's not Tuesday the 8th.
Oh, is it a Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday okay, sorry. 8th, yeah. Yeah, my mistake. And she's known as a publisher normally, but she had to go with her husband to go and live in Italy for a while, and she took on an alter ego personality, and she came out with this book called Finding Rome on the Map of Love.
That sounds interesting.
That's the book that she's launching on Tuesday, we said, at 5:30 for 6, and there'll be a Q&A and refreshments. And Kate at Love Books says, bring your hankies because you'll be crying with laughter. Now do book though, because it is a popular thing. So it's Kate, K-A-T-E, at lovebooks.co.za. Then on Friday, Sarki's Garage, as ever. Now, they have a fantastic act. It's called Cessnara. It's six acoustic guitarists who also sing, six lovely voices and six lovely acoustic guitarists.
That'll be good.
Now, they've been doing a lot of touring, and they've got their act beautifully together. In fact, they've become pretty well known. They've been all over the place now. And they do their own versions of a whole lot of artists. They do Queen stuff, they do J.J. Cale, they do Pink Floyd, Crazy Little Thing, all of those kinds of things. I Wish You Were Here. A lot of things that people will know, but of course not as six acoustic guitarists. Now, the big plus there is that you get to see the show. You get four-course dinner cooked by the host himself, and he's a mighty good cook. 290 Rand covers all that, and you need to be there at about 7. Now, you do have to book. There are only 48 seats. It's called, you email Sarki Garage, so it's S-A-A-R-K-I Garage, at gmail.com.
And it's always full up, so book.
It's always full up, and it's always fantastic.
Oh, and I nearly forgot the Lighthouse. How can we forget the Lighthouse?
Oh, yes, Monday don't night, forget it. That's become night. Very popular.
Yes, Tuesday night, documentary screening and talks. Wednesday night is drama club. Thursday night's artist night. Friday, it's just good food night.
And Saturday, exactly. And all the other nights, very, very good food. They have a farm. Actually, there are a few farms that donate the food.
That's right.
And they've got an excellent cook. Everything's good there. Fantastic wines, organic wines.
So be there.
Yep.
And that's it for this week. If you want to know anything more about Melville, please let us know. You can either contact us on the email, a place called melville@gmail.com or 072305 02, can't read this number here, 072305 02 81,
probably
81. Yeah. How can I forget that number? Please let us know. And that's the show for this week. Thanks for being with us, and until next week, bye for now.